the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Oakdale Testicle Festival, presented by the Oakdale Rotary and the Oakdale Cowboy Museum. It takes place Monday, November 30th, 2013. The annual Oakdale Testicle Festival, presented by the Oakdale Rotary Club, will be celebrating 30 years of our local Western tradition of cooking up and serving Rocky Mountain oysters as a community fundraiser. Check them out at OakdaleTesticleFestival.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for some discount tickets.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it.
Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the lovely state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Because my testicles have festivals.
They do.
They do.
They do. Huh.
Every weekend, I have a testicle festival.
I was absolutely unaware of that. Hi, Adam. How are you this evening?
Hi, Daniel. I am doing fabulous.
Yes, it is 10 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone on a Tuesday evening. And, of course, that can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. And I'd like to say a very big hello and howdy to the chat room and thank them for their pre-show assistance that they have given us. Let's just say hello to Turniphead. Hello to It's All About You know who that is? It's All About
Yeah.
Who?
One of the It's All About Me boys.
So it's either Mark or Ed. Which one do you think that one is? The All About
I don't know.
Really? Really? No clue, huh? So no clue is the...
Mark.
Mark. Oh, it's Mark.
Oh, their names
I see.
Are Mark and Ed. Yes,
right.
It's Mark.
Yeah,
Hi,
know
Mark.
What? Yeah, I have
How are you?
I have a sound clip of Mark. You want to hear it?
Sure.
It's not. That's not actually him. Here's my clip. Here's the clip of Mark.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
Right. Now, you know, that was Mark from It's All About Me.
I thought it would be that one. Who, Daniel Brewer? No.
Yeah, well, that was him. That was
Daniel Brewer? No.
No. No, you know what? Here's the actual clip from Mark.
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
See, now if you would just listen.
Listen to that. I am. I'm going to listen to it. What episode was it?
It's an episode called Adam Burns is my all-time favorite.
I don't want to listen to more episodes.
No, you don't want to listen to.
Can you give me the time code and I'll forward to that.
How about I just forward you the clip and then you just...
I'm going to use it as my ringtone.
Your ringtone. Yes. So every time Mittens calls, you'll hear...
And I had to call your show to do it.
Right. Now, every time that... I messed that up. I meant to hit this one. Every time Mittens calls your phone, you'll hear...
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was halfway through the list of that. You know what?
One time in your life.
Hold on a second. I have to finish saying hello to the chat room out there. And it's all about had me, sidetracked there. Jimmy Bear is in the chat room. Hello, Mags. Hello, Nowhere Chrissy. Hello, Q Sledge. Hello, Ramble Redhead. Hello, Roland O. And somewhere out there is Timmy Sims and RT Cruza.
You know, first of all, Ramble, you're right. Because Ramble says, let the melon story die, please. That is a meme that is like a recycled meme from like 8 years ago when I originally did it.
Or if you listen to It's All About Me, it's a meme.
And secondly,
yes,
I love you do one thing in your life, like one time in your life you do something and you're branded.
Really? So this is your one thing, huh? This is the one thing I did in my life.
I know. I mean, I've only done it once. One time have I ever done that. And I'm branded melon fucker.
Let's see.
Next thing, people will be buying, like, sending me t-shirts with, like, a picture of a melon with a hole in it, you know, and, you know, why don't you have a seat over here? So I don't know, you know, something, some catchy phrase that you can put on there. But, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm known for one thing now and one thing alone.
Yes.
It'll be on my tombstone.
What?
Adam Burns, have you seen the melon video? I don't know, something like that, you know. Somebody will plant watermelon seeds at my grave. Are you looking for something? Because you're just sitting there.
I am. And I cannot come up with the... I can't remember what it was that I found this. How I found this before.
I don't even know what you're looking for.
I was looking for like documentary music or not documentary music. What was I looking for? Like newsreel music or no, you know, like inspirational music.
Oh, well, Q Sledge says that he will never forget me for the transferring the shit from toilet to toilet. And so I would much rather be known for that. Yes, please start that meme. For God's sakes.
See, I'd found it before. You know, it's like that horrible music that you hear, you know, on commercials, like, I don't know.
Although I did find an interesting, I mean, speaking about, you know, fucking things, I found an interesting YouTube channel where all the guy does is give you mod ideas for your flesh jack.
Really? So,
like
so there's,
mod it.
There's
like,
an entire flesh jack modding community
out
there.
There's a flesh jack mod. Yes. Yes. He does all kinds of, like putting it in a mason jar and I don't know, like putting a little straw to create some kind of suction feeling, like wrapping a warm, wet towel around it to give it that warm, wet feeling. He had one where he actually attached it to a drill and made a spinning flesh jack.
Oh.
Amazing.
That sounds like that might hurt if it got away from you.
Well, you know, with my track record with devices that go there, I certainly wouldn't want a device that doesn't go there.
It would be like the Weenie Slicer 9000. Let's see. Here, do we have this?
Something here, like here, that, yes.
Here we go. Hold on. We have inspirational advertising music here. Adam Burns did one great thing in his life. And now, he can't live it down.
I'm Adam Burns, and I approve this message.
Right. So yeah, all that way, just for that. That was absolutely pointless at all. Oh, they're starting early here this evening. Let's see what we got here. Hello?
Hi, this is Zach calling for the desk phone.
Hi, Zach.
First, I'd like to apologize for making it so difficult to hear me last time I called.
Okay.
I wanted to crawl in a hole and die after I heard that.
Aww.
But I have one. His name is Bill Young.
Congressman
Bill
Bonner.
Young.
Yes.
He is the longest-serving Republican congressman from Florida.
Yes.
I believe he deserves some kind of notoriety, even though he died almost a week ago.
Right.
But again, Bill Young.
Bill Young.
Okay, right, first of all,
right. Yeah, hold
no
on, he's
Republican
not done yet.
Is famous.
Bill Young is a senator from a congressman from Florida who died. Adam Burns thinks that's funny.
And second of all,
yes.
I think we have a rule about like it can't be over a week.
No,
so
we don't have it. All right, here's the thing. I'm going to overrule you on this one. And this is why. First of all, it's Zach. And, you know, it's Zach called and apologized for having an inferior sound quality on his previous phone call. So right away, he has my, you know, my admiration, you know, because I care about sound quality, unlike you. And, you're not even going to respond.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you're always listening. The other thing is Bill Young, it happens to be the congressman for where I owned a house. I actually owned a house in St. Pete when I lived there, when I first started doing Dubious Intent with Alden and in Florida.
Well, of course, if there's any connection to you, he's famous.
Well, what I'm saying is he was there. I actually had on, when I did a political show, I started Call Box 7 when I lived in Bill Young's district. And the only guest I ever really had on Call Box 7 was the lady running for his seat, the Democrat
was
running
Bill
for
Young?
His seat against him. No, she was the one running.
You didn't have Bill Young on your show?
Bill Young was 120 years old.
You get the heavy hitters on Call Box 7?
Bill Young had been dead for years and still served in the Congress. They just wheeled his carcass in every day. The reason that he finally...
We can't give the points. If he's been dead for years, we cannot award points.
They put some kind of animatronic thing in there for him to vote. It was really weird.
For a Walking Dead character.
So there you go. Zach, thank you so much, Zach. And yes, so put Zach down for Congressman
Bill
Young.
I should give him 50 cents.
Now I have a question.
What?
Are these in time order by subject, or is this time?
Yes.
Okay.
They're in time order by subject. I used to put the exact time. Now I just went to a numbering scheme.
Got it. I just,
because that's easier.
I've been watching.
These are live. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. I've been watching Penn and Teller's Fool Us. Have you seen that? There was a short-lived episode from the UK called Penn and Teller Fool Us. And so magicians come out and try to fool Penn and Teller. And if they can do the trick that they don't know how they did it, then they get to go to Vegas and perform with Penn and Teller. And anyway, so it's funny to watch because I know a lot about magic tricks. And it's funny to watch them tell them that, yes, they know how they did it without giving away the trick to the audience. So they're like going, and at the time you cut the deck, you kind of gave it away, didn't you? And, you know, and it's like without actually saying. So it had nothing to do. You know what? Go down the list.
I don't know if you knew this about me, but I once was a magician while I was studying psychology. Whatever. What's on the list? Let me pull that up. Health insurance.
Adam Burns needs some health insurance.
Right.
Walmart doesn't want to give it to him.
So I have this plan that they call an HRA plan,
yes.
And I don't even know what the HRA stands for.
You know what? If only there was some internetworked system of computers.
It may just be a Walmart thing. It may not be a publicly known terminal. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I have this thing. We have a deductible. Yes.
It's called a health reimbursement account.
Yeah, that one. So, well, thank you. I appreciate you doing that footwork for me, the legwork, actually.
Right,
maybe.
Yes.
I have this thing. Anyway, so we have a deductible, but then what Walmart does is they give you a certain amount towards your deductible every year.
Yes.
So it's kind of weird. I mean, it's a deductible, but not. It's like you have, let's say they give $250. Really, it's like your deductible is $250 less than what it actually is. But the way it works is you don't pay anything until you exhaust what they're giving you.
Right.
Then you pay your deductible, and then they pay 100%. Anyway, it's really confusing. But that
That's an HRA, which I have, and a lot of people have. Instead of an HRA, we have an HSA, which is a health savings account.
We have that too.
Okay, and that helps.
But I don't have that.
That does your copays, and so it will. You can. It's a little credit card that you get that has money on it that you can use for medical expenses only. And then it gets so like you can use it for your copay. You can use it to buy drugs. You know, kind of thing.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Not on Silk Road. Not those kind of drugs.
No, yeah, and it used to be you could buy over-the-counter drugs, which was great, but then they've now...
Don't try to buy your crack with your HSA card. But anyway, so it rolls over. Well, I never go to the doctor. I hate doctors. They scare me. I would have to be on my deathbed almost.
You would have to be where?
On my deathbed.
Oh, wow. Well, hold that thought for just a second there. Hello?
Hi, guys. It's Baron Frosty from Next Line.
Yes.
I'm sure you heard already, but Lou Reed passed away.
Lou Reed.
I just wanted to call in and let you guys know. Love your show. Bye.
Really? That's Baron Frosty from the Sublime podcast. I'm just saying that to be in solidarity with Waylon.
Typing it right now.
No, it's Baron Frosty from the Next Blime podcast. Not the Next Blime. I think it's just Next Blime.
It is. Next Blime.
Next Blime.
I am an avid listener of Next Blime.
You know what?
Very good show. Everyone should go out and listen.
And listen to Next Blime show. Where
Pride48.com.
But you can hear him say,
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
I like that one. What was I going to say? You know what I was going to say? It was Baron Frosty. You know what? No, we had not heard that because you, sir, are the first person to call.
Are the winner.
Yeah, that's right. You indeed. You were the first Lou Reed caller to let us know that Lou Reed had died.
Man,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please continue with your story. I believe you were at the point you were on your deathbed and with your HRA. And go ahead.
It's supposed to roll over. I had never used it. The whole time I had been there, I had not used it until right before Pride 48. I went to the doctor because I had this cough and I was so worried that getting on the airplane, it would get worse. So I got all these drugs, like all the drugs he could possibly give me to try to get better.
I'd like to get some drugs, please. Just a big old can of them.
So it's the first time I'd used it. It was like $175 for that visit. And I get this statement from my Blue Cross or whatever saying, your new balance is $77 on your HRA, whatever.
Yes.
Fuckity fuck. And I'm like, no, because I had like $750 as of like December of last year. So yes. I call them and Blue Cross says, yes, we see that you have zero whatever here. And I'm like, but I had not ever been to the doctor, and I looked last year. And of course, on their website, they had no availability of the previous year's records.
Right.
So they have to like mail you something or whatever. It's not on the website. I don't know why. We have these things called databases. You know, they can keep loads of records. Just don't ask the government how to do it. Anyway.
Yes.
So then they had to transfer me back to Walmart Benefits. She's like, yeah, it should have rolled over. Huh?
Huh.
Let me check on that and I'll call you back. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Didn't hear anything back from them. So I called back today. So then I talked to Blue Cross again and they're like, well, no, we're going to have to transfer you over to Walmart. Well, then I talked to Walmart and they're like, we don't handle that. We can't even see your benefits, your deductible information or your claim information. Blue Cross has to handle that. So she transfers me back over there and then they tell me, oh, well, we're going to have to file an accumulator claim.
Oh my God, not the accumulator claim.
And once they come back after they've done their research and investigation, then I'll call you back. So there's $750 floating around. I mean, I could get hit by a bus and need medical attention.
You could get hit by a bus and that $750 would be the difference between life and death.
It could. I could walk into the, well, I probably wouldn't walk in. They could roll me into the emergency room.
We would save this man, you know, if only he had $750.
If only you had that $750, we would treat you. Mm-hmm. But no, that's it. So I will update everyone.
It's the story of a podcaster who lost his money to the big corporations.
I don't know where it went. It's gone and no one knows. Why do they have to research? Can't they just look back at last year's and go, oh yeah, his balance was $750 last year. Where the hell did that go? There are no claims. I don't go to the doctor. I want my money.
For a man who's never been sick before to be treated in such an unfairly and unjust way.
They make loads of money off me. I never use the plan. Ever. I'm done.
It's a movie about hope. I got nothing. All right.
Why is Turnip Head glad he's not Mittens? Because Mittens has to listen to this?
Oh, dear goodness. hello. Yes, may I help you?
Hello. This is Tom from Houston, calling the Celebrity Death Line.
Yes.
Lou Reed, the singer, has died at the age of 71. Probably I'm like number 12 here, but
no.
Lou Reed has died at age 71.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, Tom from Houston, but... You were not number 12. You were number 2, though. So,
Turnip Head just wanted to rub it in that he has free health care up there in Canada.
Now, you know what? If you listen to the latest Admiral Turnip Head show, I did. Right, which you know that he said, you know, we don't have free health care in Canada. We pay for it with our taxes.
So. Right, exactly.
So you don't get to make that joke.
He was talking about how doctors were customer service and. You need to treat it as such.
You know what? Like, I was... Here's the thing. You know, they were bitching... I'm sorry. For a moment here, ladies and gentlemen, please excuse me. We were talking about a podcast called Live It Up, the podcast. It comes out, I think, like every second full moon of...
Semi-annually.
And this is the worst thing, right? Because they have these contests about us, you know, writing in or calling or doing contact with them. But you never know when you're hearing... They were talking about Thanksgiving... on an episode, and I thought it was like from last year. I didn't know that that was like a current episode. And
he had some lovely stuffing. What? Who uses bread? Who uses like? I bet you're going to say, "Oh, that's the best way to do it." But really, like old dried up bread in your stuffing?
Yeah, it's from Panera.
You're supposed to use cornbread in stuffing. Not bread. Who puts chunks of day old bread in there?
Just whatever.
Cornbread stuffing. Right. Come on.
Anyway. So thank you, Tom from Houston. But no, you were number 2 on the number 2. All right. So, you know, here's the thing.
If you're not going to even get the first call, could you at least get your number right when you tell us what number you were supposed to be?
They don't know what number they were, though.
You were wrong on 2 accounts, Tom.
Oh, okay. Now he'll never call us again. This is why you cannot be this mean to our... You know what? I am so sorry, Tom. I would like to apologize. The views of Adam Burns are not necessarily the views of this show.
Because Daniel is the sensitive, caring one.
I am. I am the sensitive and caring one. You know, I have proof.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
And the most that anyone can say about you is...
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Right, exactly. But the... what I wanted to say was, you know, I'm so grateful that our listeners can hear our telephone calls. You know, Tom from Houston, they could hear Zach, they could hear Baron Frosty all excellently because, you know, we aspire to have the highest, audio quality here on this show. And
aspire is a good choice of words.
Okay, but we aspire, right? But here's the thing is one of our cohorts, and I won't mention his name, Big Fatty. But one of our cohorts on his show had a problem where he would play telephone calls and they were like really, really quiet. And then he would come back and talk to his friend. That's chicken beef broth or whatever. And, you know, he was really, really. And so I suggested politely to him, like, hey, you know, are you levelating your phone calls? Because, you know, it's really hard to drive down the road and keep turning it up and then it blows my speakers out and, you know, I'm turning back down. And so he levelated the show, but then on his next show, and again, I'm not going to say who this is, Big Fatty, I got a verbal lashing from Daniel Beaver. I said like one line to the guy, one line.
He has to make his life interesting somehow.
I'm just saying, we should call him Big Sissy. I mean, he cannot take the slightest little suggestion.
The slightest
little suggestion just sets him off on a tizzy. And today he was pissed off that Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone had not informed him that he had bought a new car. Like, we're all supposed to just like check in with him every time we do something. Like every day at lunch, when I go out for lunch, I should just call Big Fatty and tell him what I had for lunch.
Actually, I'm irritated with Wes that he bought a car because now I'm the last holdout on the new car. Like, before I could say, look, Wes is not buying a new car. Like, look, he has a good head on his shoulders. He is saving his money. Now I can't point to that. Right. So I can't ever bring my car up again. No car problems will ever be discussed.
All right. So I just wanted to cover this really, really quickly because I put this up there on the Trello really, really soon. So I got up early the other day. So it was like Monday morning and I got up, you know, Monday, as I like to call it, the best day of the week. And so I got up really early on Monday and I was, had a nice weekend, a nice well-rested weekend. I was all raring to go. And I'm like, you know what? I'm up an hour. Let me back up here for a second. I go to work. I leave here at about 8:50 in the morning. So I get to the office somewhere between 9:30 and 9:45. That's my thing.
Wow.
What?
Did you like negotiate that starting time or something? Most people start at 8.
No, but I mean, I stay till 6:30 because that way I avoid traffic. It's easier that way, right? I would rather work later than didn't. And I'm a programmer. Right. I'm a programmer. I don't have customers calling or whatever. And so it's like, you know, it doesn't really matter what time I'm there. So, and we're a health system, right? That owns 3 hospitals. So we run 24 hours a day anyways. It doesn't, you know, we have all kinds of people that work all night long on different shifts and whatnot because, you know, we have hospitals that run. So we're set up that way. It's not a big deal. So I got up early and I was like, you know what? I'll just go into work early. But what a fucking mistake that was.
Was there bad traffic maybe?
It took a lot longer to get there in the morning. And then it was just like, I didn't get anything accomplished in that hour that I got there in the morning. And I still ended up staying until 6:30 just because I didn't want to drive home in the shitty traffic.
You know what's horrible at 8 a.m.?
What?
The line at Chick-fil-A.
Well, see, so what I thought I would
horrible.
Do, what I thought I would do, because then I got home and I've been, you know, I do the elliptical. I try to do that like 3 nights a week. And so, and it just keeps getting later and later. And so I've decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start getting up early, especially now with the time change coming, right? The time change is coming this weekend.
It's coming.
So when I wake up at what used to be 8 o'clock, it will actually be 7 o'clock, right? According to the new time.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, you know what? I'll just keep getting up at the same time, but instead of going to work early, I'll go do my workout in the morning, like down.
I thought about that, but I work out at a gym, which would mean I would have to like get ready at the gym.
Right, but my gym happens to be here in the complex.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just walk downstairs to the gym and work out and then come up and then maybe that way I'll be all nice and, you know, maybe I'll be like all energized and whatnot going to work and whatnot. So I'm going to try that.
Or you could just be tired.
No, I'm rarely tired after I work out.
So the chat room says they're correcting me that stuffing can be made out of any type of bread.
Really?
And yes, I'm aware of that. However, the only correct way to make it is with stuffing.
Right.
Because cooking is my niche.
Let's see if we can find out who's going to call here. Yes, hello, caller, are you there?
Hey there, it's Turniphead calling the Celebrity Death Line.
You know, amazing, we were just talking about Turniphead. We were just talking
maybe
about
he'll give us a stuffing recipe.
Maybe he'll
call.
Give us, or maybe, you, what do you think? You think he's going to say Lou Reed? Should I get my finger on the buzzer? Should I get ready here with my finger on the buzzer?
Well, it depends on which time this is that he's going to call
tonight. Let's see.
The ever so talented Marsh Wallace has kicked the bucket.
Aww. You got to, you know, a proper dismount of the phone call and everything. The heavy sigh on that and... absolutely correct, Turnip Head. Marsha Wallace did indeed die. She was the voice of Miss Krabappel on The Simpsons, and started off. You wanna guess where she started off? Her most well known role.
Well, I don't know if she started there, but I know her from the Bob Newhart show.
Yes, she was on the Bob Newhart show.
She played Marsha, actually. There used to be this thing with actors would just play, they wouldn't give them a new name.
Right.
They would just use their, like, Bob Newhart. He was Bob.
Right.
And his secretary was Marsha, and that was her real name. And
right.
I Love Lucy. They all use their real name.
Right. Her first name was Love. It's very, anyway.
Kind of like, yes. You know, right. DI Plus. You're at Daniel, I'm Adam.
All right,
which was
absolutely
a poor choice at the beginning of my podcasting career.
When did Nico get into the chat room? I did not see Nico Martinez sneak into the chat room, but hello, Nico. All right, so yes, congratulations, Admiral Turniphead. You indeed are entered into the drawing. What's our big grand prize up to at this point in time?
The grand prize is $11.50.
$11.50. And you know what?
In Canada, that would be about $5,000.
That would feed like a family of 12 in Canada. You know what? Because maybe if you moved to Canada, Adam, you could be rich.
And they'd get healthcare for free. I would like to be rich.
You really? You know what? That smells like a segue to me.
You know, here lately... Well, here is the dadgum fucking deal.
Yes.
And I'm waving my arms and nobody can see it, but I am.
I can see it. I can see you waving.
Dadgummit. All these people, these YouTube Twinkies and like, you know, these stupid ass people doing all these things.
Yes.
And they're becoming maybe not millionaires, but hundred thousandaires, whatever you want to say there. They're making all this shit tons of money just sitting in front of a handy cam or something.
Yes.
You know, and they're making all this money. We do this fantastic podcast.
Wait,
not that we ever attempted to make money.
When did we start doing a fantastic podcast?
Come on, compare what we do to some of these shithead, like 20-something-year-olds who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably.
Yes, doing what?
Have 2 million, like YouTube stuff.
Oh, doing YouTube things, yes.
Yeah. There are people who are Vine stars now. Vine.
Yes.
They get millions of views on their vines.
Yes.
And make tons of money.
Wait, but how do you know that they're making tons of money?
I know. Anyway, all I'm saying is that being said, people, so many people out there like invent something and they strike it rich, or they create some stupid website like Twitter.
Yes.
Good Lord. I mean, what a stupid idea for a website.
Well, clearly not.
In my mind.
Clearly not.
I mean, oh, let's have people message each other just like they do on SMS. We'll just put it on a web page.
It's very
and
popular.
Guess what? We'll limit them to 140 characters. You know, and now they're going to go public and make billions of dollars. I mean, it's like, come on. I would like to have some money.
Okay.
I slog into the office every day, the daily grind, and make my peanuts.
By the way, you'll be happy to know that no one in the chat room agrees with your fantastic statement.
You know,
everyone's
what?
Out there
they
is
wouldn't.
Like, going, yeah, you're all right, but you know, you're not fantastic or anything.
Anyway, I want some idea to just hit on me that will make either a program to design or a show to do or something that will make me at least hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some harebrained scheme I could put on Kickstarter. I mean, you don't have to follow through. You can just like get the money and then be like, sorry, it didn't work out.
See, but I wouldn't do that.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying.
Well, then there's a problem right there. I mean, here's the problem, Adam, right? So the problem is all about...
I just want money.
Well, that's your problem. You're cold and aloof. You don't even listen to other podcasts. You don't play back with them. So even the people who would say things like, you know...
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
So you don't even listen to their show. You don't call them and like play back and forth with them and everything because, you see, that's how you become famous, Adam, is you get people that know you and they go, oh, you know what? Now that person knows me and now they're going to talk about me to other people and they people will talk. You know what? Joe Batance, you had a big conversation with Joe Batance. He's a comedian. Maybe he knows producers.
Oh, is he really a comedian?
Maybe he could introduce you. Maybe he could ask a question. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's not that I want to be famous. I just want to have money. And I don't even want to be okay. Rich is a strong term because I don't even have to be in that category of rich. Just comfortable. But I would like comfortable to be where I don't have to go into work 45 hours a week.
It's the story of a man who wanted to make a little bit of money.
That's it. And I just feel like if I had the right idea, whether it be a show, a program to write, a website to design, something to do that would make some money, but I have no ideas.
Who tried endless times to... I can't...
I feel like... Have you ever watched The Honeymooners? And he was always coming up with some harebrained scheme to like make money.
Right.
I mean, like, I just need a sidekick to, like, go out there and think of all these harebrained ideas, you know, that never make money. But we have got to try, you know.
All right. Well, you know, I'm well on my way to being rich because today, October 29th, this is the day that we are recording this, 2013. But today was my 90 days. I hit my 90 days today.
You've been sober for 90 days?
No, at work. I've been.
Did you get a chip?
No, they gave me a plaque. They gave me a name plaque, or what do you call that? And you know, for your cubicle, like the name thing, it goes up on your cubicule. So I'm no longer the
plaque, the yeah, name plate,
right? Name plate. Thank you. All about any idea which one All About is?
Mark.
Oh, Mark. Okay. So they give me a name plate. So now I am not just in, you know, generic cubicle down in the second row.
Let me be the first to congratulate you.
Why, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know what? To celebrate my 90 days, I ordered a shirt last night from Modern Tailor. Have you ever heard of Modern Tailor?
I haven't.
Okay, so Modern Tailor, this is not one of our fake sponsors. This is a real thing. So Modern Tailor, if you go to moderntailor.com.
And type in the special discount code, DI plus.
No, but if anyone, seriously, if anyone does want to try to get a shirt, or pants, or so. It's custom, right? So you go there, you pick out the fabric, and then you put in all your measurements, and they custom make you a shirt or a suit or jacket or pants. You know,
so that must be very expensive.
No, actually, the shirt that I did was I got a blue Oxford shirt. It cost $30 after shipping, so it was $29 after shipping.
And it's custom made.
Yes. So here's my thing, though. But if anyone decides that they do want to try this.
But are they shipping the tailor to you?
Email because... Email me first because I have these invite codes and then you'll get $20 off your order. So just email and I can send out some invite codes. So if you wanted to try out Modern Tailor, do. And just let me know. Email me danieljbrewer@gmail.com or daniel@pride48, either one. And I will send you the code to do that. But anyway, so I'm curious to see how this, because they had you do, like, Robert had to help me because he had to do all the, you know, measurements. You know, you had to do like from the middle of your shoulder out to the tip of your thumb and like across the over the top of your shoulders, like from each side to side. And but you pick out the fabric, you pick out whether you want, you know, what kind of collar you want, how many buttons you want, whether you want a button down collar, whether you want the thing. And then you can choose, you know, for additional money, you can choose like different color thread for your eye hole, you know, for the buttonholes or for the buttons. And you can choose like a different color, you know, a different fabric for your collar or a different fabric for your cuffs. You can like all these little extra things you can do, but I'm jazzed. I'm hoping that, you know, I'm going to get me a nice, you know.
I am not that patient. About two choices into that, I'd be like, oh my God, that thing that we talked about that I never can remember the name of, that sheath thing.
the sheath thing.
Whatever.
Yes.
I really was going to order that to try it.
Right.
But it requires you to measure. And I'm like, I can't be bothered.
All right. I mean. All right. Let's just get through this really quickly here. Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Auntie Cruiser here.
Auntie Cruiser.
Another celebrity guest for the week. Lou Reed.
Lou Reed.
At 71.
Lou Reed.
Guess that wasn't a perfect day. Oh, well. Bye.
You know, listeners, if a few of you would call in all at once.
Yeah, although, not even bonus points for that. Guess it wasn't a perfect day. See, because that was a Lou Reed. Oh, you know, look, the Australians, like, called one right after the other. So, I think here's another call from Australia. Let's listen to that one.
Singer and songwriter Lou Reed has died. Age 71. That's right. You heard it here first. This is Scotty, your little pommy butler in England, ringing with the news. Can you believe it? Lou Reed is dead.
Dead.
Now, who the bloody hell is Lou Reed?
I got no idea.
But, well, he's probably American, so in that case, you guys will count it. Okay, this is Scotty. Looking forward to winning. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
You know, can I say something about Scotty?
Hmm?
Since he has moved to London.
Yes.
Or is, I don't know if he's moved or visiting or I don't know. But anyway, since he's been in London, I haven't heard his masturbatory heavy breathing.
I know. Maybe he doesn't masturbate.
Maybe he's not
as much.
Doing that there.
Maybe I should send him some Stroke 29 to help him with his masturbational call. Now, in the chat room, it's all about, I wonder which one that is.
Ed?
Yeah, it's probably Ed. But it's all about, said, it's not fair. They're like 1,000 hours ahead of us. Now, here's the thing, though. It is fair because...
He still died at the same time.
Right. It's not like people die on a schedule. It's not like people only die between 9 and 5.
And actually, funnily, I don't look at the time. If I actually looked at the time they called, they'd be last every time.
Right.
Because they're 1,000 hours ahead. So I'd be like, oh, he called like tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Someone tell RT Cruiser that he won because he can't hear the stream.
But, speaking of becoming rich,
yes.
I was just thinking.
Yes.
Even now, granted, he was already famous, but even the Reading Rainbow guy, he writes an app about Reading Rainbow and probably makes like $1 million. What was the theme song? What was the theme song that I was like?
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
No, I think it was like, butterfly in the sky, I can touch the sky.
Really?
Take a look.
Really?
It's in a book. It was something like that.
Really?
But I mean, I bet he makes like bajillions of dollars.
Bajillions. Probably just bajillions of dollars.
I mean, it doesn't matter that he... Oh no, it was I Have Touched the Sky.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high.
Ha.
Take a look. It's in a book. A Reading Rainbow.
They rewrote those words.
that was from the very first episode.
Was that the woman off of the start? The woman, Uhura or whatever? She had a singing career for a brief time. Sounded kind of like her. Anyway, I want to be rich.
You just said you didn't want to be rich.
No, I want to have money to be comfortable. Rich people annoy me.
The news.
Oh, shit. I need to bring up a news story.
Excellent.
One moment,
bravo.
Please,
bravo.
Everyone.
Ladies and
I will have it up as soon as my internet
works. Do I need to do it again?
In an era where the quest for eternal youth is never ending, we happily pop pills, down potions, and spend a fortune on face cream.
Yes.
But would you be brave enough to drink your own urine if it made you look 10 years younger? Hasn't Turnip Head been doing that for years anyway?
He has. Turnip Head is actually like 82, but thanks to all of his urine drinking, he...
He probably drinks it with stuffing. Anyway... One 91-year-old man insists this home-brewed elixir is the key to his youthful appearance.
Wait, how old is he? How old is he?
91.
Well, he doesn't know it. He's probably, he's like, the people have been giving him like lemonade for years and going, yeah, Grandpa, it's your pee.
It's he like, says his youthful appearance, but if you look at him, and then he looks 91. Well, I mean, he could be like 95, really, or 100. Right.
He could easily. He could be lying.
Anyway, Mark Ambrose, who, quote, lives in sin with his 87-year-old partner, Joyce, in the south of Spain, sips his way through a tumbler of the liquid every day.
Jesus Christ.
He also dabs it on wounds as he believes it can aid the healing process.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Ambrose told Mail Online, Joyce and I both have serious health problems.
Because we drink our pee. With.
I have a badly damaged spine. And
because you drink your
disease.
Pee.
Anyway, it's kind of a long story, but his wife thinks it's repulsive. She does not do it.
You know what would be better than them drinking that? Would just be, you know, here's what you should do. Here's your million-dollar idea, Adam, the one that you were looking for, the one that would make you famous for a little bit of money. Instead of drinking your pee every day, just save it up, and then at the end of the week, sell it all back to Panera Bread for their soup.
They and, don't. I like, you know, anything I like, you automatically have to hate. I don't understand it. Anyway, a Norwegian shop has apologized after selling realistic severed plastic hands and feet.
Wait, did you move on to another news story?
Yeah.
You didn't look over the chat room to see if anyone had some clever comments that they could make or, you know, and you just no kind of signaling that, you know, like,
stop it.
We're going to move to the next story or anything. You just no transition, no segue, no nothing. Hold that thought just a second there. Yes. Hello.
Hello. This is David, that blue jeans guy, calling in for the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Probably not the first one to call this one in, but I'll at least give it a shot. Martha Wallace is dead at 70. She starred as Bob Newhart's ditzy redheaded assistant on the Bob Newhart Show.
Yes.
And later on voiced one of the characters on The Simpsons.
Which one?
So she is dead at 70.
70.
Talk to you later. Loving the show, guys. And, yep, that's it.
Bye. Oh, you're not going to plug your show? That's Brian.
That Brian.
That's Brian.
That Blue Jeans
that's
guy?
Brian, that Blue Jeans guy. You can find him over at thatbluejeansguy.com.
So Mark says that Panera soup made him sick.
Yeah, because of all the
well,
urine.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and turnip head.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Brian, that Blue Jeans guy? Sorry. Yeah. You were right, but you did. Turnip head beat you to the punch there.
So also we have a link to show that LeVar Burton is worth $6 million, which would be fine. $6 million, fine. I don't have to have any more than that. That'd be great.
Yeah, because that's all he ever did was Reading Rainbow.
Right, exactly.
He wasn't in Roots or on Star Trek The Next Generation, which is in syndication, and he just gets syndication checks like every day.
And then Turnip Head says that he will give me some pee because it will help with the bags under my eyes.
Right.
Ugh.
Did you not see that Roland O suggested that maybe you can market the flesh melon?
The flesh melon.
Adam
see,
Burns.
I don't have to,
Adam's
I don't
flesh
really
melon.
Have to make anything.
You don't have to. All you have to do is you go get like a little circular cookie cutter thing, right?
Right.
And then you make the packaging for it. Adam's melon, you know, flesh melon. And it's just like, you know, all you have to do is you give them the instructions where they bang the little circle into the melon and core it. And then, you know, they can.
If people would pay me thousands of dollars, I would do appearances and fuck melons all the time. Fine. If I can make money at it, shit, I'd be there.
Yeah, but now you'd be like that guy.
I'm getting older and I have bags under
That's
my
That's what I'm saying.
So
you're 10 years. You fucked that melon like 10 years ago.
I know.
It wasn't 10 years ago. I'm just saying.
It was. You know that I've had. I just want to say, I didn't even look. I know it was only like 200,000 some odd views on XTube.
Yes.
But I just, out of curiosity, the first time I've been to XTube in probably 3 years.
Yes.
I went to XTube. Collectively, my videos have had over 2 million views.
There you go.
If I had put that on YouTube, that would have been thousands of dollars worth of ad revenue.
Right.
I mean, now they would have taken it off.
They would have pulled it down. Right, exactly.
And the problem is, and XTube will allow you to monetize.
But
I can't monetize that account. You have to open a new one. So I can't rely on all the thousands of people who friended me on that one.
Yes.
And I can't make that video pay to watch. I have to open a new account. So I can't. They also won't let you change your username under no circumstances. And my username on there is Adam and Maddie Show, which is totally irrelevant now. Anyway.
Right. I'm so sorry. Please go ahead.
Was I still on that other store? So yeah. So the cut. So they were selling. It's a Norwegian grocery store. And they were shop, and they were selling realistic severed plastic hands and feet as part of its Halloween, as their part of their Halloween collection. Mm-hmm. The cut price discount store said it was sorry for upsetting children and families by packing the fake body parts in butcher's polystyrene trays. Parents complained after coming across the goods while rummaging through pumpkins, witches' costumes, and broomsticks. Bargain store, whatever the name is, withdrew the range of fake shrink-wrapped body parts after a local TV station covered the story. Anyway, so they were selling... I just wanted to do a Halloween story. They were selling body parts.
They were fake. Body parts, but they were fake.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. There were no good Halloween stories. Sorry. Okay, last story here.
After this phone call. Wow, it's like really busy this evening. I wonder who this is going to be. Didn't I just do that? Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm calling the Dubious Intent Death Phone.
Can you pause it?
Do you know who this is?
Well, can I tell you who it sounded like at first?
Yes, who?
Just think. See if you can guess. Just the hey, just nothing else.
Hey.
Who? A listener.
Yeah. Well, I know who it is because it's, so I.
Right.
I don't know because I know who it is. So it's hard for me to say who I think.
Okay. The hey part sounded kind of like Good Humor Penguin when he calls in.
So you think, it sounded like that. So let's see. Let's go back here. Let's go.
I'm calling the Dubious Intent Death
Don't
phone.
You?
Yeah, it does. It does have. I can see some similarities there between the Good Humor Penguin.
Hear some similarities, not see.
Somewhat?
You said see.
Oh, I can hear. I can hear some similarities between the. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking, but I can hear some similarities between the Good Humor Penguin and I was looking for this one. Let's see, because I was going to give the a clue as to who this is. I know you already know who it is, but just go with me. It would be this. Let's see. So I think that's appropriate. I should just play that.
I didn't realize that person
really
wrote that song.
No, they didn't write that song. But what famous product was associated with that song?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
This is Kathy Marshall, by the way.
Kathy Marshall.
I have to report the death of rock and roll pioneer Lou Reed, and you've probably heard of this guy.
I have.
I'm pretty sure you've heard of this guy. Yes. I don't need to explain it. Mm-hmm. Bye.
There you go. And you don't get the correlation between that song.
I don't know. I don't know what I know the song, but I don't know what whatever it was related
all right,
to.
All right. If I played you this clip, would this mean anything to you?
Developers.
Well, I know who that is.
Okay. Now you put that together with. And then you add this on top of it.
Developers. He was really excited. So they played that song at the thing that he was.
Oh, you can't. So the role. Windows 95 introduced the start button, and Microsoft paid millions of dollars to use the Rolling Stones song.
I was so young. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is Kathy Marshall, which, by the way, she is next in line to take over Ballmer's job.
She is.
You know what? There's your in. That's how you can be famous and rich, is you need to suck up to Kathy Marshall because she's going to be the number one at Microsoft. She's going to be running Microsoft.
Let's do a Kickstarter for some. Let's make up some project for the show. And we'll say we will do, if we make $500,000, that's not enough. If we make $1 million.
Yes.
We will upgrade our equipment or something. I'm sure we can raise it.
We don't need $1 million to upgrade our
equipment. We'll do 5 days.
Are we ready to move on? You're not doing this last news story, right?
Yeah, I am. Oh, this one's better. So there's underwear with technology you can buy that lifts and accentuates your front, top, and rear. But there's one thing that skivvies haven't been able to do, and that's preventing the whiff that emanates from your derriere.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not dance around it. We're talking about farts.
Farts.
Thanks to a British inventor, Paul O'Leary, however,
yes.
He's using tech in his Shreddies undergarments to help keep your farts from polluting your immediate surroundings.
Yes.
So they're available for men for $45 and women for $35, because I guess women have less potent farts. I'm not sure.
You know, yes.
The Shreddies flatulence filtering underwear activated carbon cloth called Zorflex.
Thank you, Turnipad. Turnipad in the chat room wanted to point out this is not new. That's why I was against this news story, because if you had ever bothered to go to the Pride 48 Facebook page, people had been posting this like since last week because Fatty farts a lot. And so people were like, oh, let's post this for Big Fatty. But, you know, Big Fatty's not on the we just have a cram-packed show this evening, don't we? Yes, hello.
Hola, Daniel. It's Nico. Yes. I was calling for Celebrity Death.
The Celebrity Death.
You probably already got this, so I'm probably...
I love how our listeners are just so optimistic.
Negative.
Every single one starts off with, you probably already got this. Probably, you know, I'm going to tell you anyway. But you probably... There's a cat, like, meowing his head off. Here's some. Yeah, you probably already know this, but you know, Bob Snugglefritz is dead. So I'm sorry. And by the way, Nico, this is Nico Martinez, who started off in Spanish. He said, "Hola, blah 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 blah," because I don't speak Spanish. Do you speak Spanish?
Not really.
Okay, hold on.
Very late on this, but Marsha Wallace had died.
Yes,
she was for the Bob Newhart show, and she was the voice of Edna Krabappel on The Simpsons. So she died, and I think what I saw said she was 70 years old.
Yes.
Anyway, that is all. Have a good day, you guys.
So you know what? Nico went to a Halloween party dressed as a dead. What was it? Did they have to be dead artists or just dead? He's in the chat room. I'm asking him this, so we'll wait 7 seconds. But you could have gone as dead Edna Krabappel. That's what I'm trying to say. Could have gone as dead Edna Krabappel. Just say. Dead celebrity. See? Could have gone as dead Marsha Wallace. Been great.
You know, a friend of mine a long time ago went as a serial killer.
Yes.
She dressed as a box of Cheerios with a knife stuck in it.
Well, that's cute. All right, now you look all depressed.
Cerebral.
You look all depressed about your news story. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I'm loading YouTube pages.
Oh, so you're ready for me to do this?
I'm concentrating.
Right. We have some birthdays.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
You're going to have to really pay attention.
I'm going to have to really, really pay attention.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Hopefully it'll play. Come on.
Any moment now, I'll be paying attention.
Let me forward a little bit. Maybe I need it. No. I tested this earlier.
Is it muted?
No, it's not muted. And I tested it earlier.
Ooh, Gustavo Fring is in our chat room. Of course, I can't help but notice it. All right, this is Pretty Woman.
It is, yes.
Now, it was originally sung by Roy Orbison. I was waiting for the vocals to start there because there was a remake of this song done by David Lee Roth, David Lee Roth is Dr. Wesley Pythagoras' stone doctor, actually. Yes.
And I'll just say it has nothing to do with the singer.
Okay. So it has to do then with... that TV commercial. Then I don't know. So Pretty Woman was a movie with Julia Roberts.
Yes.
So it's Julia Roberts' birthday.
It is Julia Roberts' Excellent. Birthday. Very good. You got that all on your own there.
I did. You were not mouthing that at all.
Julia Roberts is, can you believe this? She's only 46 years old. It seems like she has been around forever. And she's only 46 years old.
Holy fuck.
What's going on?
I believe our fire alarm is going off. Can you please hold on?
Yes.
Okay, well, we can choose to continue the show with the fire alarm going off in the background. or not. It will take them a while. You know what? I have never lived in a place where the fire alarm has gone off so goddamn often as here in Connecticut. Not just here in this apartment. The last apartment we went on, the fire alarm went off all the goddamn time. And then at work, the fire alarm has gone off like 3 times since I've worked there. I've only been there for 90 days. The fire alarm has gone off for 3 days, I mean 3 times. And now here at our
apartment, have to shut it off. Like, did you call them or?
This is a large apartment complex. It's wired centrally to a fire department somewhere. They're gonna.
Oh, so the fire department's gonna have to like come out there and check everything
or something. I don't know.
So but for like the next half hour.
But now that it's going off here, we know. Am I sure there's a false alarm? Yes, I'm sure there's a false alarm because it's never real.
And, do they make you, when it goes off, do they make you leave your apartment?
Well, they can't make me do anything. But the what I wanted to say here, though, is some people are saying that it's easier than the fire alarm listen to than you have there. Here's the thing. These fire alarms are so ear-piercingly loud that we actually bought white duct tape to match the color of the fire alarm to cover it up so that the cats don't go deaf from it. So we actually, this is actually muffled. This is actually with the fire alarms, like with tape over them so that.
So are we going to wait for this thing to?
I'm going to, let me look out the window.
Because I'm sure that the people on the recorded portion may get really annoyed.
So what we have is we have people congregating outside in the parking lot, but they're just sheep. You know what? Here's the thing. There's no fire here, and right next to our apartment is the staircase leading downstairs. So I feel very confident that I could get out of the building.
And a fireman, a hot fireman, will come barging in, will like break down your door, even though it's open partially.
Right. See, and Turnipad is saying you don't have to leave until they announce leaving. Otherwise, you'll waste time and hinder evacuation. Now, Q-Sledge wants me to just jump out the fucking window. All right. You know what? Where are we at? I'm just going to mute it until I speak. And then when I'm not speaking, I'll mute it again. So let's
okay.
Move on.
I don't know where we were.
I had just gotten Julia Roberts. By the way, write down this time code because you're going to have to edit all this piece out. But Julia Roberts.
All right, here's the next one. Hopefully this one will play. Why is it not playing? Oh, there we go.
This is the Windows startup sound and the closing sound.
Yes, it is.
So it's Windows' birthday.
And it's almost as annoying as the fire alarm that's going off.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, it is not Windows' birthday. Well, I don't know. It could be, but that's not the one. You actually mentioned to this person earlier in the show.
So it's Steve Ballmer's birthday.
No, I think you mentioned the other person as well, but maybe you didn't. Okay, the other person that's not Steve Ballmer.
It's Paul...
Oh my God.
No, it's Bill Gates.
Thank you. Bill Gates. It is Bill Gates' birthday, and Bill Gates turned 58 years old. One moment while I pull up this next one.
You know, if you don't talk, it'll just get cut out by that.
I know. I was going to say, you guys on the recorded won't know that it was a minute. Now there's an advertisement.
This is the theme to Deep Space Nine, which we've played before.
It is not the theme to Deep Space Nine.
This is the theme to Voyager.
Yes, it is the theme to Voyager. Now, before you say anything, I don't know if you'll know this, but I'm going to play one more theme, which I probably wouldn't even recognize, but I'm going to play it anyway.
This is Stargate Atlantis, right?
It is Stargate Atlantis. Right, yeah, wow, you were...
Yeah, no, I know my Stargate. So, and I can't believe I said Deep Space Nine instead of Voyager. It's somebody that was on both Stargate Atlantis and Star Trek Voyager.
Yes, it is.
So it must be the emergency medical hologram himself, Robert Picardo.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Wow, very good. I'm kind of surprised that you knew the theme to Stargate Atlantis, because
you could have tripped me up by playing the theme to China Beach, which I didn't know, but I know that Robert Picardo was on that as well.
Wow, we still have a alarm going off back there. Yeah, so Robert Picardo, who I really liked as the Doctor, he was also pretty good. He played a very similar part on Stargate Atlantis, at least the personality of the person.
I think he played a similar character on China Beach, so I think that's just Robert.
Himself.
By the way, I am so sorry for the people listening to the recorded version. There's still a fire alarm going off here, so it's not your podcast. It's not your iPod or phone.
Yeah, so he is 60 years old. And those are all the birthdays, by the way.
But you're extra special, so have a great day. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Sing
along. All right, so in the excellent. So you guys are not going to hear Daniel talk as much. This is great. So anyway, we do have some contact today, and I'm going to go ahead and start that while hopefully his fire alarm goes off. Kid Colt, who we haven't heard from in a long time, he says, bottom line, a product such as Stroke 29 is not normally essential, but more as a way of enhancing the sexual experience. The fact that it also conditions the skin on the penis is a bonus. As is the fact that it is especially long-lasting, not needing to be reapplied often. Most men will appreciate the fact that it is fragrance-free and, apart from sensitive skin types, should not cause rashes or irritation.
And I don't understand. So is he like trying to make that same thought that you were, that a lube is a lube is a lube? Because I still disagree with that.
No, I think he's just agreeing that there are some good things about this. And that the fact that it conditions the skin actually is helpful. And then he puts a link to this menshealthwire.com. But it looks like that site is just shilling like men's sexual, like, you know, pill things. Oh, that was a really plosive P. Anyway, it's it's pushing the plosive pills. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know whether he's agreeing or not.
Update here, the fire trucks have shown up now, so I'm hoping any moment now they'll turn this god-awful fucking fire alarm off.
Or they'll rush in and carry Daniel Brewer out.
No, they're not going to do that. Because this is a huge apartment complex. Ah, oh shit, I thought it was off. This is a huge apartment complex. So even if there was a fire, it could be anywhere. It could be like, you know, down in another building somewhere.
Thank you for your email, Kid Colt. We love you. And I've heard
yes,
that
thank
he
you,
has...
by the way, Casey from Denver. Yes. And he was at
we
the,
do.
He was in Vegas the first year, but we haven't seen him there since.
I guess he got enough. You know, I have heard that he has a large one. And so he might be an expert on the lube because he probably uses more of it than the rest of us. That's what I hear anyway. So then from Kathy Bacon, we got an email, and I'm not quite certain. You never can be with her exactly what's going on. But she says, worst technician ever. Sent from the heart. Be kind. Rewind. That's all she says in her email.
I have no fucking clue what she's talking about. She asked me just out of nowhere how to get a BBM number. And then I referred her, as I would anyone, to, you know, the technological center of the podcasting universe, which is Big Fatty Online.
And I think he did put her question in his technology. He has stolen our copyrighted music.
Adam
Burns
is one of
our
all-time
segment.
Favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
So she gives us a screenshot of Twitter saying, at Ricky Burton, at Guru Nudie, at Big Fatty, no, toot toot, at Daniel Brewer, referred me to BFO. I want my money back. No help was received.
Stop
that's it.
Yeah, that's who knows? Who knows what happens in the mind of Bacon?
I want a dipped cone report. I don't want these cryptic emails. Call us and tell us about the dipped cone.
Hold on. I think I can help you with that. It was a summer, especially hot. What could possibly cool down these people other than dipped ice cream cones? One woman knew the answer. Stupid fire alarm.
Anyway, we got some voicemails too, I believe. I think I was expecting, my ESP was telling me there were going to be more celebrity death phone calls than we got.
There are more celebrity death phone calls. And here's what I did. I actually eliminated, I'll give you an example. Brian, that blue jeans guy.
Called twice.
Oh, thank God. It's off. It's off. All right. The fire alarm is off. All right. So yeah, Brian, that blue jeans guy called twice, once for Lou Reed, which he did not win, and once for Marsha Wallace. Right.
Which he also did not win.
But okay, well then who was it? Turniped called for Marsha Wallace, which he did win, but he also called for Louis. So if there was a duplicate like that, I just went ahead and put them into the other. So the ones that I've got there, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more. Five.
Okay.
So
anyway,
we can go through them really quick.
Okay. Go ahead.
But or do you just want to go to our voicemails? What do you want to do?
You can intersperse them, however you want to do it.
We're already so far fucking over, but
it's all about you.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm just gonna play these one by one, and you can comment them on if you want. So here we go. Yes.
Celebrity death phone. Lou Reed. Yes, Lou Reed, who was the leader of the Velvet Underground, has passed away.
He has.
Today, Sunday. I don't know the date. Damn it. Anyway, this is Christian from Pleased to Meet You.
That is Christian from the Pleased to Meet You podcast, which, by the way, have you heard their latest episode?
I know they talked about
They said,
Adam is the one who's the melon fucker.
Right. That's from their podcast.
She has such an adorable voice, though.
I know, she does.
Even when she
says melon fucker, it sounds cute.
Yes.
Daniel, this is RC in Wisconsin, calling for the celebrity death line. Lou Reed, he died at 71. Very sad.
He did.
All right. Bye.
Bye. That's RC from Wisconsin. So thank you very much, RC. And then we had someone we have not heard from in a very long time.
Hey, this is Brother Snatus. Lou Reed has passed away.
Yes.
Singer, songwriter, started with the Velvet Underground with Andy Warhol.
Excellent.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Brother Snatus. Now, I think Brother Snatus does audio booze. I don't.
He does.
Do you know that? Is it Scooter Diaries? Is that him, the Scooter Diaries, or is that somebody else? Anyway, Brother Snatus, find him on the audio. Wow. Let's go on. Here's the next one.
Okay, your message cuts off. Anyway,
no, it doesn't.
This is Mark and Ed from the It's All About Me podcast, and we're calling the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
And I'm sure every other gay in the country has already called and told you that Marsha Wallace from the Bob Newhart Show.
Yes.
And what else is she in? Oh, yeah, she does the voice of Krabappel in this.
Yes.
So, but I loved her in the Bob Newhart Show. Anyways,
yes.
She died.
Me too.
Sad, 70 years old. All right, talk to you guys later.
So weird. He was 71 and she was 70, and so I keep thinking that people are getting the ages wrong, which they're not. It's just two different people. Yes, that is that was Mark from the It's All About Me podcast, which is a podcast he does with the It's All About E, which what's his name?
Ed.
Oh, okay, good. Yes?
70 is such a young age to die.
It is. It's a very young age
nowadays.
All right, we have one more. And these are in the order they came in, right?
Yes.
You didn't actually put him in the back of the bus on purpose, right?
No, these are in the exact order that they came in.
All right, I just want to make sure.
Hey, guys, this is Romo from Podcast. Just a call to say that Marsha Wallace from The Simpsons and Bob Newhart died.
Yes.
So I hope I'm first. Bye.
See?
That's not the racist Romo, is it?
No, that's not the racist Romo. And you know what? He wasn't fatalistic about it. Like everyone else is like, oh, I'm sure everyone's already called. But no, he was just like, he was hopeful about it. But let's see. Christian. RC. Brother Sinatus. Ed and Mark. And Romo. Oh, but thank you for playing. We do appreciate it. All right, now we have voicemails, and let's get to those really quickly, shall we? The first one comes in from our manager, Joey L. Boohonker IV. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Hi, Adam. This is Joey from Cocktails and Cream Puffs, which really doesn't matter. I'm listening to your show and playing catch-up. Oh, Daniel, hi, too.
Yeah, hi,
Joey.
I'm playing catch-up on your show, and you said that Toni Braxton was the original Belle in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if anybody's corrected you, but I don't believe this.
No one has called in and corrected
you.
No one has called in and corrected
you. I have been corrected.
No one has called in and corrected you.
Incorrect. Oh. I mean, I don't believe that's correct. She was in the original run as Belle, but I'm pretty certain that she's not the original Belle. I'm not even going to bother Googling it. You can Google it. But I'm pretty, or IMDb, which
no.
Apparently,
I can't Google it.
No.
So fascinated. I'm sorry. Yes. The Broadway International Broadway Database, IBDB.
IBDB.
Yeah. Check that out. DB. And that'll tell you who was the original, but I'm 99% sure that it wasn't her. Okay? But she was in the original run. So take that, Adam.
Take that, Adam.
I don't Google, apparently. I get things wrong, especially related to, you know, from now on, anytime I bring up a Broadway musical, I'm going to on purpose get stuff wrong. I'm just going to.
You should. You know, because that generates calls from people. It calls,
apparently it does.
Right, calls from people like this.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Adam. This is Scott. You know, Seder69 from the Twitter.
Yes.
Host of the Seder Spirit podcast.
Yes.
Adam, Daniel.
You whore.
Ignorant sluts. Pinky and the Brain were not laboratory rats. I know rats. I've had several of them. As the theme song will clearly tell you.
We can't hear that.
We don't want to know about your depravity, Scott, what you do with rats.
They're dinky. They're Pinky and the Brain. They're laboratory mice, not rats. Fact checks. I'm telling you, fact check. Love you. This is the Theater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
I got it. I got it.
The world.
he's still singing with the Pinky and the
Brain. I got it.
Yes.
This, a perfect idea.
Yes.
Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Yes. Adam and Daniel need a DI Plus fact checker. Yes. We need to pay someone.
Wait, now that's not us making money. That's us paying money.
In order to do that, we need $1 billion, but it will make the show that much better. Now, the deal is we only pay them like $30,000 a year.
You are aware they can hear you right now, right? All right, let's get to our last phone call, shall we?
Hardy Cruiser again. Not a celebrity death this time, but I did notice that the Australian Fleetwood Mac tour has been cancelled because John McVie has cancer.
Yes.
So, like the Bee Gees, we now have a dangling Mac. keep your ears to the ground, people. He'll be coming out soon.
Right.
Bye.
Can't understand a fucking word he says.
I know we have a dangling Mac.
We have a dangling Mac, which...
I thought that's what happens when you, like, trip over your cord attached to your, like, MacBook Air, and you have a dangling Mac.
That's right. That's that magnetic power thing that's on. Hold on. Let me get us out of this. 3, 2, 1. All right. Thank you, RT Cruiser. And, so RT
Cruiser...
I think
we might have had another call when we started recording.
I do not see one, so it's not on the Trello.
No, because I didn't add it to the trailer.
Well, then we'll just save it for next week. We'll save it for next week because we're very late.
Okay.
I'm just saying we're very late.
No, it's fine. It's
you
fine.
Haven't updated the website. I don't remember the title. So
go to.
I'm trying to remember what it was, and I don't. It's like I don't know. It's you know, it's Halloween. It's Gay Crema. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's Gay Crema.
That's what Big Fatty says.
Yeah, and you know, Mark and Ed on their show. Have you heard their show? Do you know what it's called?
It's All About Me.
Yeah, that one. On that show, they were talking about the extensive Halloween decorations that they've done over the years. They're not doing it this year. They're taking a year off. But, I have to cough. So they were, you know, I'm just saying that a lot of people love Halloween.
Right.
So it could probably be fairly... Oh, fuck, what am I trying to say? It's the season of love and monsters. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Can we get the fire alarm back? Because I think that would have worked better than that close.
I'm reading the chat.
Trying to launch the song.
I don't think you ever said the title in the last show.
I did say the title. You know what? We have fact checkers now. I'm sure that someone would correct me if I am wrong. Anyway, have a happy Gay Crema, everyone. Of course, this show won't be out before then, so what am I even trying to say? But if you do get this show before Sunday, remember, stay to the station, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Pride48.com. And don't forget to set your clocks back an hour. Saturday late night, i.e. Sunday morning, but it is fall. You fall backwards. Right?
Yeah, you get another hour of sleep.
Exactly.
Or another hour at the club.
Right. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.